Now, I've had this philosophy for a while, and you're kind of contradicting it here somewhat. People ask me, you know, why don't any of the bad guys ever get assassinated? Like, you never see the George Bushes and the Henry Kissingers of this world get assassinated. You know, why is that? Why is it always the John Lennons and the so on and so forth? All the people are like, oh, be peaceful, love everybody. Bam, right in the head.
You're paying the taxes to pay the sources or the Secret Service to continually keep them guarded. Why do they like those positions in government? Maybe that could be part of it. Mm. Why is George Bush got a taste tester, his chef? Sorry, you got to eat the food first, pal. Even his booze, he makes him open it up and start drinking some, right, Chip?
Well, is it because they're totally paranoid?
Yeah.
Well, you would be and you should be. But the thing is, those bad people never get assassinated. And my thought was, it's because only a good person would want to see them get assassinated, and good people don't assassinate people.
That's probably about right, too.
Well, I kind of classify myself as a good person, but I hear Leonard Millman's ghost is walking around on the Isle of Cuba, and I want to go down there with a .50 caliber and make sure it's dead. It'll be fine here in the United States.
No, but see, again, we can always talk about wanting to go and do this, but we never do.
Hey, if someone would donate me the boat and donate me the .50 caliber with the scope, I'll sit right on the boat, pick it off. I'm getting a little bit older. I have to put reading glasses on to see fine print. They got this new scope. You just aim it in, and I can get right on your eyeball, Benny. And kaboom, you pulls the trigger itself. $1,000 right off the internet.
Well, there you
That's
go.
What I want. Anybody want me to go shoot a ghost, I'll be happy to.
Okay.
I don't know what law I'd be violating. I saw a dead man. I
mean, now, do you have a PayPal account where people could donate your assassination money?
I need my .50 caliber, my scope, and my boat ticket.
You know, Stu, years ago there was a paper written called Assassination Politics by a man named Bell. That was a very interesting concept. Maybe that's what you need to do. You start putting names out there, and then people bid on what they're willing to pay to see that person go. And the accounts get higher and higher and higher until they're high enough that someone picks up that contract and goes after them.
Yeah. And the corporates wouldn't do that, though, because they prefer no-bid contracts. Okay, guys, we'll be right back after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, bear in mind, this is a listener-supported broadcast only, so if you want to donate some assassination money to me, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. There is a Kiwi Bank account there for your assassin money, and also a PayPal there. And please, there are lots of bad people that need to be executed, so start up a regular, recurring donation, you know, like on a monthly basis or something like that. We'll start up a list, we'll take them out, you know, it'll be fantastic at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood isn't go ahead, make my news.